Next up is agenda item three. That's PR 2024-010462. Let me read that again. That's PR 2024-010462. SD 2024-00104. It's a request for preliminary final plat. CSI Cartesian Service Inc. as agent for DR Investments LLC. Request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lots 15 and 16, Davidson Addition number 2, zoned MXM, located at 210 Candelaria Road Northwest between 2nd Street Northwest and 3rd Street Northwest, containing approximately 0.4205 acres. Is there a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, hello again. This is Ryan Mahol with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Thank you, sir. And I'll note for the record that you've already been sworn in today on a previous matter. Would you please present the case?
Certainly. So again, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We are looking to consolidate two existing lots in order to create one new lot. There is an existing residence on the property, along with sort of an accessory structure in the back. And so we're looking to just consolidate those two lots into one. And with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mahal. At this time, I'd ask whether there are any members of the public who would like to provide comment on this item. Again, this is agenda item three. And it's a request to consolidate two lots. Address 210 Candelaria Road Northwest. It's between 2nd and 3rd Street Northwest. Please raise your hand if you'd like to comment on that item. I'm scrolling through the participant list and I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item three. Last call for public comment on agenda item three. All right, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. And so at this time, I'd ask each of the DFT specialty members to provide their comments in turn, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez.
Hi, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I have no objection. However, prior to signature, there is an additional service for lot 16 or existing lot 16 that will need to be abandoned prior to signature. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to code enforcement, Mr. Ibarra.
Marcelo Ibarra with code enforcement comments. Code enforcement has no comments or objections for this case.
Thank you. And next up is Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Hello, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. I don't have any objections to the requested action. Just a note that if there is any future development of the site that is commercial in nature, because I know there's an existing building, a house, but the zoning does allow more development, there will be street frontage trees required along Candelaria Road Northwest. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is hydrology, Mr. Chen.
Diquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And next, transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Candelaria is a principal arterial and requires 6-foot sidewalk with a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer. It appears right of way dedication would be needed for this. Because I believe that currently you only have a 3.5 foot sidewalk there.
Yeah, that's Ryan with Cartesian. That's correct. There's an existing 3.5 foot sidewalk. I think it's like 3.6 feet. And then, yeah, we only have 5.8 feet from the existing property line to the existing back of curb. So you're correct. We're a little short of that 6 foot. I'll, present the need to the client and we'll, I guess, approach if we, for some reason, can't dedicate right away. But I don't see any obstacle to that given the existing development of the lots. Thank you.
Okay, so how would we handle that in terms of a decision today? Would we would it just be a condition, and then if your client's not amenable to it, Mr. Mulhall, we revisit a hearing on it, or?
Yeah, this is Roy Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys. We expected this to be deferred in order to address that dedication right away, or for the possible request for a determination if there were some substantive reason that they wouldn't be able to dedicate that right away in order to widen the sidewalk. And so I think we'd also like to target that June 26th, barring any comments from planning that would, you know, cause a greater need there. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, well, let's go on and hear the planning comments then and take it from there. Who'll be speaking on behalf of planning?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob. I will be speaking on behalf of planning.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome. Ryan, I just wanted to confirm first off that there's not going to be any like expansion or any development planned currently with this.
Yes, this is Rimmel, Cartesian Surveys. I'm not aware of any type of development plan or anything like that. I know we did have concerns from neighborhood association members about the possibility of this lot being developed. I think there was a misunderstanding from sort of the outdated GIS information that the former owners also like currently own neighboring lots. And so their concern was that, you know, four or more lots could get involved with some larger development. And so we kind of clarified for them that we're just consolidating these two lots at this time. But I'm not aware of any future plans. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. With that being said, I pretty much just have a couple of standard comments regarding project and application numbers being listed on the plat. And the date of the DHL approval needs to be listed. Following that, there's if there's not going to be any expansion or development, then I have no further comments.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Okay, given that there was no public comment, there's no need for a cross-examination. So at this time, I'd ask the Associate Planning Director, Ms. Wolfley, to summarize any outstanding items, make any suggestions.
This is Ms. Wolfley, Ms. Hearing Officer. I think that this will just need to be deferred to June 26th, unless Mr. Armijo, is that what you would like? I think you would like the sidewalk to be area to be dedicated appropriately, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you. Any objection to deferring this matter to be heard at the June 26th hearing? All right, hearing none, I hereby defer agenda item 3, that's PR 2024-010462, SD 2024-00104, to be heard at the June 26, 2024 DHO hearing beginning at 9 a.m. Thank you, everyone. That concludes agenda item 3.